Is on. Welcome. Call for order for the meeting of the Board of Trustees, December 15th, 2025. It's now 7:30. Present are myself, Mr. Lasker, Mr. Greenberg, and Mr. Zeidel. Mr. Greenberg will not join us today. We have a quorum. We have a trusted attorney, Mr. Nugent, and the village clerk. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Orange, anybody signed up? No. Okay, so we'll move to the day. Floor is yours. You look like you're cold, so we'll try to get you home as soon as possible.
$50 for the March door concerts scheduled for March 21st, 2026. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
My motion carries 4-0-1. Is not here.
Thank you, Mr. Gooday. Thank
happy holidays, Gooday.
And keep forum.
Thank you for all you do.
Keep forum.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now approval of minutes. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the November 24th meeting. Seconded by Mr. Lasker. Any corrections, insertion, deletions?
Just a comment. It's very nice. It's doing much better. I will just run it again with...
Autocorrect?
Autocorrect.
Okay.
Like I see on the trustee period, there's two T's. In the future,
you always a good idea. Always a good idea.
You don't have that. Just do autocorrect in one word. It should be simple.
Can we post it? Can we approve it now and post it after correct?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter, right?
Approve it.
It's fine. Like, it's fine. All right.
That's good.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
4-0-1. Thank you. So we need to now discuss the treasury report. Can someone please make a motion?
I, Trustee Mark Rimmer, move the resolution that the payment of general funds claiming totals $74,834.97 set forth on page 3 in the monthly abstract listing dated November 19th through December 8th, 2025, estimated to hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of November 28th, 2025 is set forth in the payroll in the amount of $10,679.89 is hereby submitted for approval subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zidell. All in favor?
Aye. Passes 4.
Motion passes
4-0-1. Thank you. So, let's go to new business. We have several things we need to deal with. First of all, we have an overpayment of taxes for 4 Emeralds.
Yes.
Mr. Nugent prepared for us a resolution.
No, not on this one. It's a simple resolution, this one. This one, basically, they paid twice the property tax because they closed on the house. It was confirmed by the
treasurer,
by the accountant, and it actually showed up twice in the payment schedule. So we're just going to make a motion to approve the reimbursement of double tax, the overpayment of their property tax for a total amount of $1,124.94 to the property owner of 4 Emerald Drive, Pomona, New York, 10970. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mayor.
Any question? If there's no questions, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4-0-1. Okay, we have the a snow removal contract. Village Hall will use Chris Meredith. This is a...
just a renewal.
Yes,
yes.
It is the past few years. This is just a renewal. This is basically the same contract. It's not higher. You can see the contract is for $1,620.
No, one is for the...
It's two.
There's two.
I understand. One is $1,620. That covers the cultural center. G'day, they will... I believe they came already once, right? They came already, right?
The plow.
The plow. Chris Meredith, yeah. So,
he's...
Yes. Tell him next time.
Yeah, I've had a problem calling those.
Yeah, and he'll call him. He has their number.
If you have an issue, he will reach out to them. Okay.
The second contract is for $1,950. That will cover Village Hall. So this is, relatively speaking, similar to previous years. So
can I make the motion?
Please make the motion.
Yes, I'll make the motion to authorize Christopher Meredith Landscape and Construction to provide snow plowing services to Village of Pomona. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the above reese clauses are incorporated herein as set forth in full. The village board hereby authorized the mayor to execute an agreement with Meredith for November 1st, 2025 through April 30th, 2026 on the same terms and conditions as the 2025 agreement, subject to final review by village legal counsel. Section 3, the resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zidell.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passes 4-0-1.
So,
yes.
No, nothing.
Okay. We need to adopt the schedule of meetings for 2026. Mr. Orange prepared one for us. It's attached here. He went through the calendar and make sure everything makes sense. It's in front of you.
We just need to change, Moshe, we just need to remove that line by 9 before we post on the website. I don't need to show that, the comment. I mean, this is for us, the comment. But for the paper, send me a PDF without the reasoning.
Okay. So,
the mayor chose the Wednesday because that made the most sense for that week.
Yeah, it was a difficult week in general. Yeah, it was difficult time to find, so this was the least worst possible
Not
solution.
Not on a fast day,
Yeah. Okay, so...
I hope you can put in your schedule.
It's going to be a Wednesday.
No, we didn't. We're going to adopt it, but this is the one thing
what's
we're
this?
Changing to.
What is that?
Schedule of meetings. Okay, so all in favor?
No, so I'll make a motion. No, make a motion.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. So, yes, I'll make a motion to approve the meeting schedule for the Board of Trustees meeting for 2026. Can I have a second?
Second.
By Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Sure. Okay. Approved 401. Kalhalo, 68 Kalhalo Road, escrow refunds.
So this one also, this is an escrow. This is a simple escrow. Basically, they came in front of the zoning board. They had to pay some funds to get in front of the zoning board. Escrow funds, they asked, and it was only for an extension of their variances, if I'm not mistaken. They had to deduct the appearance fee, which took some time till they gave the answer. Whatever the case is, the village clerk was kind enough, even though they came delayed with their answer, he put them on the agenda. So they have a total of $554.85 as reviewed by our treasurer and our bookkeeper. So I would like to make a motion to approve the return of escrow of $554.85 to 68 Kalhalo Road. Do I have a second for that?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 401. Thank you.
Okay. So, Moshe, if you can take care of that tomorrow, we'll put that. We'll finish with that.
No, whatever's on.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever.
This
yeah.
Week, this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we have anything for old business.
I have a few more items on trustee period.
We don't have anything for building and maintenance, so we'll go to trustee period. Mr. Zeidel, floor is yours.
Well, good.
Mr. Greenberg, floor is yours.
I guess you spoke to them. Did you know if they came out?
I don't know if they came out today. I did not get any response from Tom. I sent them, I think, about 5 or 6 emails today.
So, you know, maybe call him tomorrow morning.
I'll give him a call.
Give him a call in the first thing in the morning. Ask him, hey, did you send out your soul truck? It's important. We want to make sure. You know, they may have other schedules, but also the good news is the town of Ramapo, they just acquired another 4 new trucks. It's coming in by next week or 2 weeks. So hopefully we won't have a snow in between, but those 4 new trucks will help cover the entire Ramapo area, including the Pomona area. So our contract will be better service.
That's I guess the town of Ramapo is a very good bonding.
I don't know.
And also, if you speak and ask him why they didn't go out there in the first place.
You told me that they did go out there in the first place. But
no, they didn't.
The issue, no, Moshe. I am Moshe. The problem is, especially by cul-de-sacs, if there's a car parked anywhere in the cul-de-sac,
they can't.
The car will not want to go in to
buy. So I asked and they said there was not a car.
In the picture that you sent, there's a car there.
That's today.
How do you get, that's today, but it's enough that at the same time...
And it's not in the cul-de-sac, it's before the cul-de-sac, I know where it was. Mm-hmm.
The truck, if he sees
I will say this, there was an issue, again, I told you, like, in Old Pomona, there were several cul-de-sacs without cars that... It looked problematic.
Right?
Sherwood Ridge by you.
There were several... Sherwood had its main issues. Several calls. Several issues.
Yeah, why?
I saw the truck.
This was
his first time, I think.
English.
Oh, yeah?
It was his first time.
I saw that.
I'm saying, but it's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That's why I sent him a message this morning.
I saw them today specifically going down to the
Chisco. But we talked about
it.
I saw them today.
Iranan saw the truck today because Moshe sent a request for Chisco.
Okay.
Did send a request for Chisco, for Willow.
Yeah, but whatever, I'm
for
saying.
Emerald.
Can you please, tomorrow when you send a request, just make sure ask what they did? Can you tell them, Lower Pomona?
A bunch of the cul-de-sacs.
I said
the
commercial.
The cul-de-sacs, but
Sherwood
say it again, Sherwood Ridge and the cul-de-sacs off Sherwood Ridge. That would be Ethan Allen, that would be
Beaver Dam,
that would be Catalina, what's the one before?
Hunt.
Hunt?
Beaver Dam, I sent them also today.
Yes.
I don't know if they did.
Find out from him in the morning.
We talked, I talked to Mendy Sunday. He talked to Fred Breen, and we told them exactly these spots. Unfortunately, we need to continue pushing, so please, tomorrow, if you can. Yep, we all did it.
All right, you're gonna call it, but there are cars in your cul-de-sac?
No. Again, I saw that the truck driver had some difficulties. I think it was his first time doing something like this. It was, he had his difficulties. He himself barely got up.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, so...
anything else, Mark?
Okay, no. Floor is yours. Go.
By the way, they fixed the tennis court hole.
Go.
Anyways, floor is yours. I have a few items. So first of all, we need to approve a resolution to authorize the compensation of unused accrued time, Mayor.
Yes. This so is something we do every year. It's
It's only when we need an extra.
Usually we need it.
But it's only for a specific reason.
Correct. Yeah.
It's not the usual. But also, I understand that the accountant is currently reviewing the accrued times to make sure that everything is correct. So Brian said that we should make a resolution. So resolution authorizing compensation for unused accrued time. Whereas the above clause are incorporated here and referenced in as fully set forth herein. Section 2, the village board hereby authorizes building inspector Luzuma to receive monetary compensation in lieu of utilizing accrued time that may be available to him between November 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2025. Section 3, in the event that sufficient staffing becomes available and the building inspector is able to utilize his accrued time, he shall do so to the extent practicable, taking into consideration the efficient operation of the building department. Section 4, the board directs that if the building inspector is unable to utilize his accrued time during such period, the village shall pay the building inspector for such accrued time at his regular rate of pay within 60 days of December 31st, 2025, although such time may be paid earlier by the village as determined by the mayor. Section 5, the resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. You should have a copy of that resolution, Moshe. It was sent this afternoon after 4 o'clock by Shannon. No, it's in your email because we're CC'd on it. I'm just letting you know so you have it for the record. Mayor, I have another one. We have we approved the return of Lou Development.
Yep, indeed.
He keeps on bugging for the extra money. I spoke with our attorney. I'm not excited about it, but it's we're talking about $900 that was left into the escrow account, which supposedly it's supposed to go for escrow fees still. But we're willing to, subject to certain conditions, to release that $900 and make sure, and whatever is left in the account, Bill will deduct from that, from the money that we're keeping till the end of the year. So I'd like to make a resolution authorizing the release of certain escrow funds deposited by Lou Development. Now, therefore, be resolved that the above reads of paragraphs are incorporated in by reference as set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby authorize the mayor in consultation with the village treasurer to release $900 from the subject account B to Lou Development. Section 3, the mayor and any officer, employee, and consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. I will add another section to it that it's conditional to the applicant accepting that any issues to any deficiencies to the work within this time frame of the year, he will have the responsibility to fix. Section 5, this resolution shall be effective immediately. We'll have a second.
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. Just to explain, this is the High Mountain. They finished the road. Right. They had money in the account. We held them back for 2 years to do the work because we thought that other jobs will happen on that section of the road. He ended up doing it. It costed him more money. He wanted us to chip in. Brian says that we cannot chip in money from the village for a project like this. He claims that based on the escrow, there was another $900. He wanted to know if we can release that $900 and we keep the $4,000, whatever escrow from Mark and Spencer's cost that still needs to come off, will come off from that $4,000 that he's supposed to get back at the end of the year. Now, the condition is that he will, I added that in the resolution, that if there is deficiencies, which so far, the last two times he made a job, there was no deficiencies, so he got back all his money. So if there's no deficiencies, he should get back that money minus whatever escrow that went out from Mark and Spence.
That's all. So we're approving the release of $900. That's all. So we have a second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. Mayor, I have one more item. It didn't make it on the agenda. It was a lot. It should have made on the agenda. It's regarding our payroll and the payroll processing and the timing, the clocking time. We discussed it with our accountant. They reviewed the
proposal
by Glicks and Associates, which, just on a side note, he recently was able to help us with that $5,500 IRS bill that we somehow got from 2019. He was on the phone for a few hours between the IRS, the Labor Department. That was hopefully taken care of. He may also be able to get back a refund to the village of money that was paid by error. That he's going to work on that. But then, no matter what, we looked into an option where it's going to make the accountant's time less. He's going to have less work to do because it's going to stream in the information of the payroll into the bookkeeping software without having to manually insert it every 2 weeks. So that's going to make his time more efficient. It's going to make him be able to work on different projects that we need him to do, to collect other funds from residents, etc., etc. The account, Glicks and Associates, sent a proposal of $250 a month, which includes everything, the old payroll, clock in, and the seamless between the importing, etc., between the payroll system and our bookkeeping system.
It's also a local office, which of course
it's a local office. It has benefits, and he's available. It's always good to have another accountant that's, it's actually a resident in the village also. He's offering the services. Zalmi Pinson reviewed it a few times. He had back and forth. So again, I would like to make a motion tonight, because if he has to start on January 1st, but it's conditional with the agreement being reviewed by our legal, our attorney and the mayor, and if everything is okay, it can be signed to start the new system by January 1st. So I would like to make a motion, if the board is okay, to propose the move from our current payroll system and our clocking system to Glicks and Associates, conditional that the proposal, that the agreement that he will send will be reviewed by our village attorney, Mr. Nugent, our mayor, and agreed upon, and also that there is no commitment, long-term commitment to it. So if anything doesn't work out, we can cancel
the contract.
Is this the payroll processing company?
We can part. Yeah. I'll ask for a second. We'll go into discussion. We'll have a second for that.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mayor Fuchs. Discussion. So, yes.
This is the payroll processing company?
Yes. Yes.
And is it more expensive or less expensive?
It's about the same price. It's maybe a few, maybe like $5 more or $10 more. But
I understand.
It's the streamlined process that takes the guy probably an hour every 2 weeks to import all the work manually into our system. This is supposed to do it
automated.
Yeah.
It's going to make life easier. And again, if it doesn't work out, we can always go back.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely want to try it. I don't think there's a downside here, and Brian will review the contract, so I don't think there's no downside, you know. If our attorney is on board, then we should be fine, right, Brian?
Sure, thank you.
Sure.
And in general, I think we all agree that if we can support local businesses, and this is
this
is as local as it gets. Resident of the village, the office is literally in the area. Okay.
Do I have to cancel on the clock?
Not yet. Let's first get the agreement. We'll cancel whatever needs to get done before.
Well, you can have a home office. Yeah. Home office, you can have.
Yeah, of course. You'll be in touch with Zalmi. It's a matter of when we're doing it. We have a seconded by the mayor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. Thank you very much. Mayor, you're going to let him know about it?
I will.
And that he should prepare an agreement so that Brian can review it and that it makes sense.
Well, I'll tell him after.
Yeah, this week, the end of the week.
His sister passed away last week, so we'll take care of it at the end of the week. Mr. Nugent, the floor is yours.
Nothing for the public.
Okay, anything for executive session on any matter?
Brian, anything?
Anything? If there is nothing, then I guess we'll take a motion to adjourn. Mr. Zeidel, seconded by Mr. Lasker, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and we will all see you in 2026.